Jack stood at the bar of Lavi, his favorite restaurant in Barcelona. It was located in the El Born district of the old city, called the Ciutat Vella in Catalan, the language of Catalonia, the semi-autonomous region of Spain. It was also a local's favorite, which was saying something, because Catalanes really knew how to eat and drink, and did so quite often late into the night. Jack took another sip of sweet red Spanish vermouth. Van Delden's suicide was a distant memory, thanks to his time in Spain. It had been a week since Jack woke up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night reliving it. Now numbed to the horror of the Dutchman's excruciating death, Jack still couldn't help but wonder what kind of organization inspired that kind of fearsome loyalty. Jack had loved his time in Madrid, but he was utterly captivated by Barcelona. He could see himself living in this city, despite recent events. Spontaneous mass protests of hundreds of thousands of people had shut Barcelona down several times in the days before he arrived, but lately all was quiet. Jack sensed there was still something in the air. Most protesters favored Catalonian independence from Madrid, but not all. Independence wasn't the only issue. The rage that had driven freedom-loving people into the streets was the recent sentencing of Catalonian independence politicians to long prison terms by Madrid. Spain still lived under the long shadow of Franco's fascist dictatorship. Though Spain was now a democratic republic, heavily armed riot police battling barricades of unarmed Catalonian civilians elicited hard memories from the earlier times. It was an emotional response, not a rational one, Jack thought. But modern politics was only about emotions in the Western world these days, including here. The protests changed nothing. Madrid still held all the cards because it held the monopoly of force. Barcelona was a city on the edge of another eruption, which made it all the more interesting as a place to be. At 6-1, Jack's broad-shouldered frame towered over most of the locals who crowded the place at lunchtime, which, throughout Spain, lasted until at least 3 o'clock. The energy level in here was somewhere between a late-night disco and a rock concert. Jack could hardly hear himself think above the din of excited diners jabbering away in a half-dozen languages, particularly Catalan, its own unique mix of Spanish, Italian, and French. Catalan was one of the many things that made Catalonia separate and distinct, which was why Franco had outlawed the language during his regime. Jack had little more of the language than si us plau or gracias in his vocabulary, but even using those few words was enough to elicit a smile from appreciative locals, particularly those favoring independence from Madrid. If all else failed, Jack knew the words for the tapas he loved best, especially bombas and pom tomàquet. In a worst-case scenario, a finger jammed onto a menu item along with a smile would always do the trick. Today was Jack's last day in Spain. Despite the highly social atmosphere, he was by himself. The life he lived as a covert operative wasn't amenable to long-term relationships. At least, not for him. He'd seen the pretty blonde at the other end of the bar when he first came in and saw her check him out. She wore no wedding ring and appeared to be by herself. She had a Bluetooth stuck in her ear and engaged in a very occasional conversation with someone on the other end of the call. Between shots of bubbly cava and bites of crispy croquetas de jamón, she tossed subtle sidelong glances at him in the mirror that stood behind the counter. Even if she was interested in him, he was already packed for his American Airlines flight back home tomorrow. He only traveled with a laptop and a buffalo leather satchel crammed with a few days' worth of clothes. He preferred washing his things to throwing them out and buying new ones, unlike a famous fictional character he admired. The only thing he needed to remember to grab in the morning was his dog-eared copy of George Orwell's Homage to Catalonia, which was the reason for his stop in Barcelona. He'd first read the book in college, and its last prophetic pages had haunted him for years. When Jerry Hendley told him to take a few weeks off after his last mission with the campus in South Korea, he decided to revisit the idea of Spain, and in particular, the Spanish Civil War. He loved being an off-the-books operator for the campus, the black side operations of the financial firm Hendley Associates, carrying out missions for the American government that otherwise couldn't be handled through normal channels. But lately, Jack had been considering the words of an old Jesuit professor he'd bumped into in London a few years back. His subconscious was nibbling on the edges of an idea to go back to school and get his doctorate in history, just like his dad.